Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
These players will not practice today. Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Terrell Bernard, Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown. Deion is in concussion protocol. Spencer, as you know, has the shoulder. Limited will be Fenarid Mathis and Max Harrison. Max is working through his concussion at this point. Josh Allen is full. Tylan Grable's window will open. And Reggie Gilliam is full also. So with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
Sean, what is the injury reserve possibility for either Spencer or Chris
Handel? We'll see. We'll see. One day at a time right now.
What's exactly Josh dealing with?
Josh Allen, just some overall soreness in his elbow a little bit there. So,
is that from the hit? He talked about a shoulder. Was there something else during the game?
It's about the right player to me. He took 12 hits, so it's it's overall soreness and then the arm, elbow, however you want to say it.
I know Deion was evaluated for a concussion. Did this symptom pop up later?
Yeah, the next day is when I first heard of it. So he was cleared during the game, and then afterwards I got wind of it the next day.
Coach, what kind of progress will you need to see from Tylan Grable this week to maybe have him as a consideration to bring up an active
person? No, it's he's a young player that we have a lot of confidence in. To your point, probably where you're coming from, Chris, he hasn't played in a while. So he went out, I believe, in preseason there, if not before. So we get that. We understand that. We'll just take it one day at a time, and he'll work back in, and we'll go from there.
Where are you as far as Keon Coleman's progress returning to the active lineup?
Yeah, and just to clear it up, the Tampa game was a discipline situation, as you guys know. The next game, being a short run-up to the next game, was – We rolled with the same group we had the week before just because of the short turnaround. So really we're forward looking right now in terms of what could happen this week. We'll take it one day at a time. We'll see where it goes.
What do you see in Brandon Cooks joining this team?
Good addition. Going against him a number of times, always respected his game, his good speed, knows how to play the position. Some guys have good speed, but they're not true wide receivers and football players. He's a combination of both. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for his game. By all accounts, from people that have been around him, some of whom are in our building already, they talk very highly of his professionalism and what he can do. And so, it's a good addition to us. Obviously Elijah Moore, not here, another good player. Good person, really appreciate his contributions to our team.
What are the challenges of getting someone like Cooks up to speed so he can truly contribute as we're approaching Thanksgiving?
No, it's important. But some of that is when you're a veteran player, you're around for a reason, and you pick up different systems. And sometimes it's just terminology, even though the route may be the same from one team to the next. It's just the terminology. So he's off to a good start from what I understand, and we look forward to watching him today practice.
Steelers are another team that do a great job of getting after the quarterback.
Yep.
T.J. Watt, when you watch him over the years, how have you seen his games continue to develop?
Yeah, a lot of respect. You know, obviously he comes from a great lineage of pass rushers and great football players, tough, high energy, plays with a high motor, intense. He's not the only one they have, though, as you mentioned, Josh. They've got three outside that do well together, and then they've got a couple guys going on the inside, including Hayward there. So, and they blitz well also from the linebacker position. So they bring it from a lot of different areas, and it starts with that front.
How much of what you saw from the offensive line after having the weekend kind of marinate on it is something that requires some sort of a change in the approach, and how much of it is a bad game for a group that's been pretty good over the last year and a half or so?
No, they have been. They've been really good. That five, and you know, we'll see where things go this week with the lineup overall. And so, you know, you carve out a plan every week, and there's some things that, as I mentioned after the game, that we need to adjust. And this week, you know, as Josh mentioned, they've got a really good pass rushing combination of players, and so we've got to make sure that we are on it from that standpoint.
Is there any optimism you might have Dalton back at all this week?
We'll see. Sal, there's a chance. Like I said, we'll just take it one at a time here.
With possibly having both of your tackles out and all the things that you just said regarding Josh and the soreness of the pass rush, what's the approach between now and Sunday?
Yeah. Well, you've got to be smart with it, right? In every game, there's a different challenge this week. It's a challenge that Pittsburgh's defense presents. They're well coached, like I said, and so we've got to make sure that we're going through in the right progression, Tim, without giving away things of, hey, let's make sure we're dotting the I's, crossing the T's in these critical areas.
Are there, concussion protocol under different degrees and all that type of thing of where he may be, but if he's able to go, is it because that you're late in the season, guys are taking some veteran days here or there anyway. Would you foresee him being as prepared as you could possibly be? I'm not speaking the right way. The words are just falling out of my mouth. Would you be confident in him still being able to plug in and play?
I would. Because, yes, I would. Now he's got to clear the concussion protocol. We don't. Good time to start your shopping as well. So after Thursday, yeah, we are. We're kind of falling. No, but I understand what you're asking. There's two pieces, right? There's this hurdle of the concussion protocol, and then there's what comes after that. So this piece is, you know, obviously the primary situation that's going on. So we got to get through that first.
Sean, just to clarify, is Cooks a consideration for
Sunday? We'll see. Yeah, I mean, you know, he adds to the mix of who we have, and, you know, Joe ultimately makes the decision of who he feels like gives us the best chance this week, and then we take it one week at a time.
I'm not sure if urgency is the right word, but these are two teams that, I mean, tiebreaker implications are on the line. You guys have been struggling. They've been struggling. The level of urgency, perhaps, going into this weekend, knowing the implications, the long-term implications of this outcome might have.
Yeah, no, urgency is up. That's important any time of year. But to your point, it's it's mid to late November and heading into December. So every game is important. Not that it isn't every other time of year, but you know, every game is important. It's a fun time of year when you're in the hunt.
How did you feel that Ryan Vandermark did the other day? He's stepped in a couple of times for you when
Yeah, I love his energy, his courage. He's great that way. I mean, the life of, in this case, you know, the role he's been playing as a backup is not easy. You get, you know, 1 to 10 reps in practice, if that, sometimes, and you got to step in and do the job. So, like anything else, some were better than others, but all those are learning opportunities and ways that he can move forward and grow, just like our entire team.
Sean, I know it's still early, but when you talk about the tackles, you know, and the injuries and the concussion protocol and then the way last week went, I know you have to be prepared. Josh, that doesn't happen very often. Your tackles have been tough. They've been out there every week. Do you have any conversations with him about his mindset in the game? Because obviously he puts his body out there all the time, but you know, coming off a tough game and the way he approaches this type of game.
No, I mean, if this were his first season or second season, perhaps, or definitely, I would say, he's been around long enough to know. He knows the opponent. He's played them a number of times and knows what they bring to the table. So, again, that's where we have to put a good plan in place that where he can stay healthy. And I'm talking about just through the journey of the season, not just one game. So that's really where it starts for us.
Shaq Lawson hasn't really played much or been on a team since last week, year or 2 years ago. What did you see in the workout, and why did you feel now was the right time to bring him back?
We love Shaq. You know, he brings great energy. He's always been one of our tougher players, and he's not afraid to mix it up, right? So, you know, he's been on his journey as well, and you know, it was just more than anything, I think, you know, an opportunity to see what's out there and what may be able to help us. And we take it one day at a time, and it's always great to see ex players come back. Yeah, especially with the energy he brings to the table. Everybody loves him in the building. I was walking down the hallway the other day and I heard somebody yell, "Hey, you're back." And so just not even a football staff member, but just a staff member. So, you know, we'll see how he rolls here and get himself a little more acclimated to football shape. And
Do you have any emphasis the team's placed on adding receivers over the past 2 weeks? And now Cooks. Is that an indication that there's something lacking or something has been lacking in that receiver group, given the fact that this team continues to bring in new receivers?
Well, you know, overall, you're always trying to, and I appreciate what the personnel, Brandon included, have done, you know, to try and continue to find solutions to and improving our football team, every position for that matter, right? So, I think it's more of anything that than it is, you know, not doing anything, right? So it's trying to improve our football team like we do at every position throughout the entire year. That's the important piece.
John, you mentioned that this time of year is fun. You're in the hunt. In years past, though, a lot of the years, you've already basically clinched a playoff spot by now where you're really close to it. How's the temperature in the room change from the years past to this year where you are truly fighting to get a playoff spot and just given the dance?
Yeah, no, that's it's probably life, normal life in the NFL. There's a number of teams who aren't even in contention to do that at this point, which is a whole nother deal. We are in contention, and that's where we have to start with our mindset of, hey, we're in the hunt, and there's a number of teams in the hunt, and we got to take it one game at a time and make sure that we understand the urgency, as was mentioned earlier, and the mindset you have to approach things the right way. And there's no undefeated teams in the league. That's the reality of the situation. So things can change rather quickly, and we've got to make sure that we continue to grow as a football team each and every day.
There's some uncertainty
with
who's playing quarterback for the Steelers. Do you prepare for both, or are you looking at it as
Aaron? Yeah, no, we're preparing for both. We'll see how it turns out, of course, but there's no, obviously, definitive answer right now.
John, with having the mini bye after the Houston game, did that allow you to do things? Or how were you able to put that extra time to use, you know, coming out of that?
Yeah, you know, obviously followed up the game on Friday as a team and then as a staff, and then some time over the weekend as well, looking at some things. Like I mentioned, when the full bye week unfolded, obviously you have more days, but in this case, Saturday and Sunday, did some work to reflect and look at where we need to, some of those hotspot areas of where we need to continue to improve as a football team.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.